Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Glorify God in Your Body. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 reads, For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I have just read from the King James Version. After attending an evangelistic crusade, Dapo accepted Jesus into his life and soon joined a denomination. He found himself among friends who believed that what they do with their bodies did not matter, since their spirits have been saved, and it is their spirits that will go to heaven and not their bodies. Dapo continued this way and soon discovered that he couldn't live the victorious life promised in the Bible. He met another brother in his workplace who was respected by everyone, including their boss. Dapo saw that there is a higher life this brother had and sincerely coveted this kind of life because he knew he did not walk in it. After many years of trying, Dapo eventually consulted this other brother who simply told him that God wants to dwell in your body also. After hearing this, Dapo exclaimed, So he also wants my body. He cut off from those friends and started following the doctrine of Christ, which establishes the dominion of God over people. That was when his progress started. Like Dapo, you may not know that God also wants control of your body. He really wants to possess your body too, just the way he has possession of your spirit. If what you do with your body does not glorify God, it is impossible for the world to know that you're a child of God. This is why Paul wrote to us in our text that we must glorify God not only in our spirit, but also in our body. Go into today knowing that if God must reach out to the unbelieving world through you, what your spirit has received from his spirit must be displayed in your bodily actions and conduct. Pray this way. Father, I give myself to you, spirit, soul, and body. Be glorified in my body like you are in my spirit. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 7. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs 7.
My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. They will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words. At the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth who had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house at twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in. Then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is unruly and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face she said,
Today I fulfilled my vows, and I have food from my fellowship offering at home. So I came out to meet you. I look for you and have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon.
With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.